Just in Time Devotionals, It Is Never Enough, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. The Bible in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 7 says, "The rivers flow into the sea, but the sea is never full. Then the water goes back into the rivers and out again into the sea. It is all so tedious, impossible to describe. No matter how much we see, we are never satisfied. No matter how much we hear, nothing keeps us happy." I believe that what we discover day by day, that we are never satisfied with the things of this life, was already written in the Bible. A great king, he had a lot of wisdom, and he managed to understand this situation of man's life, and he begins the book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 1 asking himself questions such as, what is the meaning of everything in life? If you have ever had an existential crisis, I invite you to read Ecclesiastes. This man, this king, very wise, asked himself certain questions and always came to the conclusion that everything is vanity, everything that man does under heaven is vanity, and therefore it never satisfied him completely. And he comes to this point starting the first chapter saying, as the sea is never full, the rivers flow into it. So is the life of man. And then he talks about how no matter how much we see, we are never satisfied, and no matter how much we hear, nothing keeps us happy. How do you feel today? You can say that you are grateful to God for what you have, or however you give thanks, but you always have your eyes on something else that you lack. I agree with the conclusion that Solomon gives. All that is done under heaven is vanity, and therefore it will never fill the heart of man. But what is above heaven, what we can feel and see, the spiritual, is the only thing that can satisfy what is in your heart. Otherwise, look around you. You work to get something you don't have. And once you get it, you decide to keep working for something else. Because once you get it, it is not enough. Your eyes never get tired of seeing and longing for more. A good example is you were always moving from place to place walking. God gives you the opportunity to get a bicycle. You get a bicycle, but then it's no longer enough. You get tired of the bicycle because you saw a motorcycle, and now you want a motorcycle. You try a little harder and work for the motorcycle, and once you have the motorcycle, you see a late model car and you want more. After you get the car is no longer enough, so you need a truck. And then so on and so on and so on. You keep wanting more. There is nothing that can satisfy you. In relationships, it is the same. You are with friends, but you want more friends. You want more attention. You want to feel good. Everybody likes you. So all the time you're looking to fit in, to feel good, or you are looking to receive love. You give love, you want to receive love, and you can get to the point of realizing that although you have obtained so many material things, you are not satisfied, and there is still that emptiness in your heart. You have a family, you give thanks, but at the same time you feel empty. You feel empty. All the time we're looking to see what new things come out to invest or experience, and in the end a slight smile appears, but the next day again we begin to experience that nothing fills us completely. So no matter how much we hear, nothing keeps us happy. And in verse 9 of Ecclesiastes 1 says, history does nothing but repeat itself. Everything has been done before. There is nothing really new under the sun. But, and a little farther, I mean, what would happen if now you open your heart to God? Now don't come and say, well, this message is for those who don't have Christ in their heart. I already have him in my heart. Yes, but how do you feel now? I have heard the expression of many Christians who say, I am bored and I feel discouraged. I feel without strength. I want to throw in the towel. I have no satisfaction in the days of my life. And the question is, if Christ already dwells in your heart, why hasn't he satisfied you? When the Bible says that he is the water of life, and whoever drinks of that water will never thirst, he is the bread of life, and if you eat of that bread, you will never be hungry again. The question is, why are you experiencing this emptiness and taking refuge in anxiety? And every time you try to fill yourself, you realize that nothing is enough. You can go to a worship service or to a mass, you can go to a theology school, meet friends, but in the end, we have to come to understand that what the heart needs, listen to me well, and I hope I am making myself clear, is beyond what your hands can clap, your eyes can see, and your ears can hear. That what your heart really needs, listen well, it is not only attending a Sunday worship service or going to a mass. What your heart needs is Christ, a strong experience in the Lord. Where are you today? Where are you going? Where are you coming from? What have you already tried? Have you tried a religion, friendship, family, money? But in the end, what conclusion have you reached? You are like the ocean that you can't feel, right? You need Jesus, and that is something that you don't learn in the university, neither in the school of life. You need to long for Him in your heart, and there, where you are today, you can make a stop, because it is necessary. A pause in life is necessary, and understand that you are getting worn out. Your life is passing you by. Your years are passing you by. You are getting older. You are spending your years. You are trying to live to please others, even those you don't know. You are wasting your life. You are not grateful. You do not enjoy what you have today. If you make a stop, go to Christ. Run to Jesus. He is waiting for you. He has His arms open for you, and today you need to decide for Him. My beloved friend, you decide today what do you want to do. Now, maybe you choose to keep trying, don't you? Keep searching. The question is, how much time do we have? The time that goes away doesn't come back, and every day that passes could be one more minute that you can gain by opening your heart to Jesus, or you can waste time looking for what other river can fill you. But in the end, if it is not the true river of life, that is God Himself, you will never find what can really transform, fill, and change your heart. Today you can only do it from the place where you are, with a few brief words that you can say to God, "Forgive my sins, I recognize my condition, and today I open my heart for you to dwell in it." In this simple way, you take the first step to God to enter to dwell in your life. To believe in God is not enough. To say I believe in God, but continue living life our way is not enough. To believe in God and open our heart to Him, to change our life and move forward in Him, that is what really matters. But in the end, the decision is yours to make. No one is going to make it for you. Maybe another day that you are waiting for will not come, so it is better to do it now. Father, I pray for each person that received this word. I ask you in the name of Jesus to touch their heart, and may we reach the point of understanding, Lord, that nothing in this life will be enough when it comes to our heart. Because what our heart needs is made to your measure. It only recognizes you, and our heart can only be satisfied by you. May we understand, Lord, and may today be the day that we can live that wonderful experience of knowing you, in which you dwell in us. May our life never be the same again. In the name of Jesus, amen. Today, your pastor and friend, Lee Soyos, has spoken to you. Remember that God always comes just in time. By the way, I want to invite you to enter our YouTube channel. Look for the YouTube application, enter the search option, and write devotionals just in time, and click on subscribe. Give like to the video so it can be shared with others. And by the way, I invite you to follow us on Instagram. There you find us as Pastor Elias HC on Facebook, also Pastor Elias Hoyos at TikTok, and also on Instagram. Find our page, Devotionals Just in Time. A big hug. Blessings.